Hello everyone, it's still a new year and happy new year. This year, 2024, especially this January that we are in, it marks the beginning of many new things and plans. This is a time where we set goals, make resolutions, and do a whole lot of stuff. But despite all the plannings and all, some of us will not still be able to achieve the things we planned or hope for this year because of one thing. That thing is procrastination. And then at the end of the year, we'll get sad that we were not able to achieve any of the goal. And then when another year begins, we do the same thing, and then the cycle continues. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, my name is Adi and this is Weekend Churn. And Weekend Churn is a podcast where I share what I've learned on different self-help topics in order to make us become a better version of ourselves and be a better person. And on today's episode, which marks the first episode of Weekend Churn for the year 2024 and the first YouTube video for Weekend Churn, we'll be talking about procrastination. And we'll be looking at the meaning of procrastination, examples of procrastination, the reasons why we procrastinate, and how we can overcome procrastination. Procrastination is an act of postponing, delaying, or putting off decision or action unnecessarily, intentionally, and habitually. Okay, enough with all the grammar and all. Procrastination is saying, I will do it later. This is still January. There is still time, and making all sorts of excuses instead of getting things done. That is simply what procrastination means. So, example of procrastination. A good example of procrastination is putting off doing laundry until you have no clean clothes to wear. And another one is putting off studying for an exam until the last minute. There are a lot of examples of procrastination, and I'm sure some of us can relate to these examples that I have given. And then the reasons why we procrastinate. Number one, fear of failure. You see, this is one of the top reasons why people procrastinate, and it is no lie because I am guilty of it. And I sometimes put some things off in decision because I was afraid of failing. And number two is lack of motivation. When we lack the interest in a task or something like assignments, projects, movies, and all sorts of things, we tend to procrastinate doing it or even completing it. So when you lack motivation, it can cause you or make you to procrastinate. And number three, perfectionism. Like, I am guilty of this. Like, this is one of the main reasons for procrastination in many people. For example, like people that are like perfectionists, like especially where they're perfectionists, like they have this perfectionist mindset because they want everything to be perfect before starting. And I am guilty of this. This YouTube video I'm doing right now, I have procrastinated a lot, like throughout this January. And eventually starting now because I wanted everything to be perfect. I was worried about my lighting, how the video is gonna come out, how I'm gonna edit it, how it's gonna be perfect and stuff. So it took me time to start this video. So like having this perfectionist mindset can cause one to like procrastinate. So I discovered this sometimes, and I knew that it was not helping me. I was not growing, so I worked on myself, though I'm still on it, and this is what brought about this YouTube video. So the next one, number four, is poor time management. Time management is very important for students, for professional worker, career people, time management is very, very, very important. And not having a good time management can cause one to like procrastinate, thereby delaying tasks until the last minute. Number five, overwhelmed. When a task like or something seems very hard or very intense to deal with, it can make one become so overwhelmed that it makes it very easy to procrastinate doing that task or that thing. There are a lot of other reasons why people procrastinate, and they can include lack of focus, distraction, and so on. So now, how can we overcome procrastination? The first thing you need to do when you're trying to overcome procrastination is to know and accept that you procrastinate. Yes. So I know some of us do not want to accept this fact that we procrastinate, and some of us will be like we don't know that we procrastinate or something. So let me share how you can know if you are procrastinating. Like, if you wait, if you are ahead of a type of person that you know that you wait to be in the right mood to do something, you procrastinate. And if you are a type of person that you wait like, okay, there's a right time to do this, like you wait like, okay, the time will soon come and I will do this, you're waiting for the right time to perform a task, you procrastinate. Number two, you need to figure out the reason why you procrastinate. This will help you a lot, because that way you'll be able to know what you can tackle or work on first. Like, for example, if you feel like you're a perfectionist, or you have a perfectionist mindset, or you fear failure and so on, you know where to start from and how to like stop procrastinating. The next one is to learn to set specific goals and deadlines. Let's say you have an assignment to do, and the assignment is due maybe Thursday or Friday or something. Set a time. This is when I want to do this assignment. I'm doing my chemistry assignment by this time, because I'm going to finish by this time. Setting that goal and putting actions to it will actually help you. The next one, number four, is to break the task or the stuff you have to do into chunks. Learn to break things down into smaller chunks for you to be able to achieve them and avoid being overwhelmed. The next one is to prioritize tasks. You need to like know how to prioritize different tasks based on their level of importance and their level of urgency, and that is a very great way to stop procrastinating. And the next one and the last one I'll be sharing for today is eliminate distraction. A lot of times we know that we have something to do, we know that we have to do these things, but then we are distracted by a lot of things, maybe social media, movie or something. You need to find out those things that might cause distraction, or that you know that are the source of your distraction and they are causing you to procrastinate, and you try to eliminate them. There are many more ways, such as rewarding yourself after completing a task, seeking support from people you trust, and asking for help, for people to keep you accountable, and so on and so forth. And so today I have successfully talked about procrastination, some of the basic things about procrastination, like the meaning and the causes of procrastination, the reasons why we procrastinate, and I also share some examples of procrastination. I also help us to know how we can know that, okay, we procrastinate, and how we can overcome it. But there is something I want you to know. If you figure out that you procrastinate a lot, or maybe just a little, do not beat up yourself up. Like, don't beat yourself up. Try to overcome it. The only thing to do is just try to overcome it. And while trying different ways to overcome procrastination, If it does not work on time, be calm. They did not start procrastinating in just one day, and it is not going to take you just one day to stop. So trust the process and just keep trying. So thank you for listening to the very end of this podcast or video, and I hope you found this topic helpful. Please subscribe, hit the subscribe button, share, listen, like. You can also listen to these on as an audio on Spotify, Pocket Cast, Castbox, Radio Public, and so on. And you can also follow us on TikTok at Weekend Crown and on IG at Adekraunola. Happy weekend. Stay safe.